This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, you can bring up whatever you want. Live Saturday edition of the program. Here, as always, to take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. It is Ian.
And the captain.
And, of course, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us here. 855-450-3733. Coming up, the Canadian barbecue restaurant owner who has now been arrested for simply trying to open the doors to his own business.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Well, it's been developing over the last week, and I finally, you know, we've got time to talk about it here. Last week we talked, actually, we had a nice positive story last week of the Buffalo, New York area gym where the denizens there, they kicked out.
Yeah.
Without using violence, just with their words.
I saw a follow-up story on that today. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was just a few more details about what happened.
Was it the fact that the owners tore up the $15,000 fine that he got?
It was more just a highlight of how the people had gathered together to try and figure out ways to remain in business.
Yes.
And possibly even subvert these dystopian rules that these governors are laying down upon people. And, you know, the whole hollering at them to get out and kind of thing was sort of the highlight of that. But it was the headline was something along the lines of, you know, a bunch of business people gathered to figure out how to stay open and remain, you know, economically viable.
Right.
And then
they called it a protest, though, because that's legal, right? You
right.
can have a protest.
Right. And then
inside a business.
And then ended up kicking out the thugs.
Yeah. It was awesome. We played that video on the air last week. Now, video that we're not going to be able to play for you tonight. You just finished watching right before we started the show here tonight, Captain Kickass. You were, due to some family obligations, unable to attend our protest yesterday outside of the New Hampshire Attorney General's
house. You guys did a bang-up job.
Here.
Yeah, hats off to all y'all.
Was that fun? Was that a fun video or what?
I'm sorry I wasn't there. And also, you know, I don't feel so bad about my singing after hearing y'all do the chronic Christmas carols.
So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. We did cover it, you know, last night to some extent, but the video is now available. It took me several hours to put that together. It was actually two cameras, so it's always more complex when you're editing video from two cameras. So check out freekeen.com. You can go there now. The video is there on the front page. There's just a few profanities in the video, so I can't play it, the audio on the air, but it is pretty entertaining. We had eight people out in front of the New Hampshire Attorney General's house yesterday. We don't know if he was actually there.
We know somebody was there.
His wife was there.
Do we know that was his
100%. Okay. That was his wife. All right. I checked her online. Her name's Jennifer Eber. And so I published the video, which includes his home address in case anybody else wants to swing by.
She was not too pleased, it seemed.
No, not at all. She was demanding that we get, quote, off her property, unquote. But the thing that she, I guess, didn't realize is when a government road runs through your property, that you don't get to control who's on the road. So, you know, we always talk about ending the state here on Free Talk Live, that the coercive government should come to an end. And then, of course, people say, well, what about the roads? Well, if we didn't have government, we wouldn't have public roads. All roads would essentially have a private owner. And so you could restrict people that would, you know, go on private roads. Yeah. And, you know, gated neighborhoods certainly do.
And that does happen where private roads do exist.
Correct.
So,
like gated neighborhoods,
yeah,
or Disney World or whatever.
Or even, you know, folks who buy 20 acres at the end of, you know, whatever the public road is, and they got to build their own road to
right.
get back to their properties or wherever they put houses on their property. Those are private roads. Some subdivisions, too, gated, even ungated ones,
yeah,
also have some private roads. So, and generally, they're marked as such.
True. This case was a public road. And so what they had done was they'd bought the properties that were across the street. So they bought three adjacent properties across the street, just wooded property. And then there was like one property next door that they also bought. So they basically surrounded themselves with empty
Attorney
woods.
General's making some coin owning all that property.
Yeah,
huh?
You better believe it.
Huh.
It's good business working for the gang as a top gangster. So they thought that was going to protect them. And that probably means they just don't want their, you know, neighbors nearby. And that's successful at that. But it didn't stop us from having a protest, a fully legal protest out on the side of the road there. The cops were actually on their best behavior. And you'll see that in this video. In fact, they seemed somewhat amused by one of them was definitely amused by what was going on. And at one point, he did try to convince us to move the cars that we'd parked on the side of the road. We weren't on their property,
on the shoulder.
And we know what an easement is, so like when we pushed back just a little bit and we're like, yeah, that's an easement, you know, we're not going to move them. And he's like, and then he says, okay. And then he dropped it completely. So that was the only kind of like push we even received from the cops in that particular instance. They were absolutely on their best behavior. Dave Ridley is with us here, so don't miss the video. It's really worth a watch. It's pretty entertaining. Freekeen.com. You can find it there. Of course, it's the latest video on the Freekeen YouTube channel as well. And by the way, I did look. I was just curious, like, has anybody else protested at the Attorney General's house?
Yeah.
Because we've heard that there have been protests at some governor's houses.
I was going to tell you that I've seen at least four that I'm aware of, and there's probably more that I'm not aware of. This whole protest at the governor's house thing seems to be kicking off.
California, Michigan, Connecticut, I can think of off the top of my head. But looking at Attorney General houses, I did see something from back with the BLM movement.
Yeah.
They protested outside the Kentucky Attorney General's house, but I haven't really seen anything else besides that when I looked briefly earlier today. Dave Ridley is with us from Ridley, at least I presume. Dave in New Hampshire. You're the only Dave in New Hampshire that ever calls. So, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I do really appreciate these protests at the bureaucrats, you know, outside the bureaucrats' houses. And I was monitoring to try and see what kind of media coverage that they've been generating in New Hampshire.
Very little, at least in New Hampshire, very little.
Yeah, I think that is significant. That is more newsworthy than a lot of media coverage would be.
the fact that nobody's covering it is newsworthy. There was one last week. Yeah, from last week's Entertainment Sunday in front of the governor's house. I saw one article from an actual news site.
The Seacoast Online did send a reporter out to the event, and to her credit, she did not wear a mask the entire time. So that's why it wasn't clear that she was even a reporter.
Right.
I had to like watch for a while, and then I did see her taking some notes at one point. Oh, okay, that's actually a reporter.
NBC Boston apparently picked up that article, and some other people have picked up that article. But the one at the Attorney General's office apparently has been completely ignored by the media. And
the Attorney General's you mean?
Yeah, that's what I meant, his house.
Well, Dave, just to be fair to the media, the news about it did not come out until 3 hours ago, because it was a secret event. We did not announce the Attorney General's house in advance publicly in any way, shape, or form. So it was only announced by word of mouth directly. And so that's why only Keniacs came out to it.
Because, the elephant of surprise.
Yeah, so we totally had surprise in that particular case. Because when we went to the governor's house on Sunday, and by the way, that's going to happen again tomorrow, so back to the governor's house tomorrow. But when we went to the governor's house for the first time, there was a lot of to-do in advance made about this. I made a blog post at Freekeen, and I sent that as a press release to news media to give them a heads up. And other people, of course, were posting it in their various social medias and things like that. So there was plenty of publicity, and that's why the state police were already on site at the governor's house by the time we arrived. Yesterday, however, there wasn't a single other person around.
Surprise!
With the exception of the protesters, us, and the people that were at home, which at the very least was his wife. Whether he was there or not is another question. And if he wasn't
if he was there, what's he doing sending his wife out?
Well, now that's an interesting question.
Where's his balls?
So here's my speculation on that. Okay, so he's a guy with a lot of power, right? And we had a dominatrix on the show once upon a time, like 15 years ago on Free Talk Live, and she kind of talked about her business and the kind of clients that she has.
Yeah.
And the dominatrix's clients tended to be very powerful men. who wanted to be dominated by a woman in this particular case.
Is that because they're in these positions of power and have all this authority all of the time that they they don't get to, you know, indulge in, you know, sort of being the wimp?
Yeah, exactly. And that maybe they are personally, and that they, you know, that they let their wife sort of wear the pants in the relationship. And I think that the fact that she kept her last name in the marriage is evidence of that, right? Because if you look, they're married, but his name's Gordon McDonald and her name's Jennifer A. Eber.
Oh.
So, you know, you can extract from that what you may. More coming up here. We'll bring Dave back. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. And LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch a itch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy a dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey,
Live Saturday edition here. We will take your calls and thoughts. If you want to join us, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker. And you know that people love to read them, so check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages available for you over at libertystickers.com. Plus, Liberty Stickers can also do custom bumper stickers for you. So if you've got a business or political campaign or, you know, charity or something like that that you want to make a bumper sticker for, they can help you with that, custom sizes and quantities and things like that. Libertystickers.com. We go back to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we got you. Here's
Dave.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I have other New Hampshire news that's completely unrelated.
Okay, great.
So, there's another, as you know, a lot of information about the upcoming bills has just been spewed by NH.gov. And there's sort of 500 bills you can look through, or at least you can look through the basic information about what the bill is trying to accomplish.
Okay.
And so Free Staters are making their mark, and there's another Free Stater bill that's kind of interesting. Quote, allowing prisoners serving life sentences to be eligible for parole after 25 years, unquote, by prime sponsor Max Abramson, who's a Republican Free Stater.
Okay. I think that's a good idea. I imagine a lot of the other Republicans will not agree because, you know, the Republicans tend to be sort of the law and order mentality. They're going to say, oh, they've been sentenced. They need to, you know, do the whole thing.
Burn them.
Yeah, whatever it is, yeah.
But I think what we also need, we could use some Free Staters to be here sort of riding herd on the Free Stater legislators and keeping them from proposing bills that really aren't so pro-freedom or aren't really necessary.
Oh, no, what happened?
He's got some other stuff, like Max Abramson has proposed a bill, or like a House resolution, to try and get Netflix to take down some of its programming.
What? What? Like what kind of programming?
I kid you not. And the Democrats, to their credit, are making an issue of the fact that a Free Stater is trying to get censorship enacted on Netflix. But it's precisely censorship. It's more like, again, it's a resolution, so it wouldn't have any teeth.
Yeah, well, a resolution is basically the House saying, we, the New Hampshire State House, say that, and then whatever. So what show is he trying to get taken down?
Yeah, I mean, unless it's content that's like, you know, pro-government propaganda.
We say, whereas, seven times. There's a Netflix show called Cuties. I don't know much about it, but apparently it features minors, you know, I don't know, doing whatever they're doing.
This is old news at this point. I mean, this has been, what was this, summertime when this story came out about Cuties, and it was controversial, and I think it was one of those things that everybody just moved past, and I guess he hasn't moved past it.
There was a bit of an outrage, uproar from, well, people.
Oh, no, that's what I said. It was a controversy at the time, but I haven't heard anything about it in weeks.
Well, 2 weeks have gone by, so, I mean, that seems to be the attention span of folks in the United States anyway,
well,
perhaps around the world.
Well, apparently, Max is still thinking about it. Go ahead.
There's nothing wrong with pressuring Netflix, but the problem is when you sponsor a House resolution, it costs $2,000 of taxpayer money to get it heard and killed or whatever happens to it. So
these
Free Staters should not be proposing so many pieces of legislation.
Great point, Dave. I totally agree with you. I mean, they should only be proposing legislation that repeals government, that is not creating new things. And even though the excuse is, well, this is just a resolution, it still is a resolution coming from a state government, which is an organization of coercive force, and that's, you know, it's none of their business, ultimately, what people offer on their internet services. If people don't like Netflix for what they've done, they can boycott it.
Unsubscribe, pal.
Thanks, Dave, for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate you following closely what's going on there at the State House. It's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com.
I like Dave's work. He does good stuff.
He does. He actually came out and hung out with us yesterday here in Keene.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
I missed him.
So, you can bring up anything you want. Let's get into the story here from Ontario Province in the city of Toronto. This, as I said, has been developing over the last, I would say, week, and finally we get a chance to talk about it here because now it's really blown up. The guy's been arrested now, but let me take you back a little bit before we get to the arresting part of this. According to blog2.com, it may have taken more than 5 hours and a ton of back and forth between cops, city officials, and bylaw enforcement officers, but the controversial Etobicoke Barbecue Joint, that's apparently the city's name, I probably am mispronouncing it, Etobicoke Barbecue Joint that publicly reopened for indoor dining despite strict lockdown orders is finally closed. The city of Toronto announced shortly after 4:30 p.m. Tuesday that Adamson Barbecue had been, quote, ordered closed by Toronto's Medical Officer of Health under Section 22 of the Health Protection and Promotion Act. The news release from the city said, quote, despite Ontario regulations requiring all restaurants to be closed except for takeout, delivery, and drive-through, this establishment opened its doors to patrons for dine-in eating.
Oh, my gosh, no. They allowed people to come in and sit down and eat?
The criminals. In eating in contravention of the law. Whoever thought those words would be written? Eating in contravention of the law. Did you ever think that would happen in your lifetime?
No, and, you know, again, we haven't even reached peak dumb.
That is designed to protect people from the spread of COVID-19. The city continued, saying investigations requiring the gathering of all the facts before enforcement action can be taken. The city has now taken enforcement action, and the restaurant is closed. Unquote. As previously reported, Toronto police, Toronto public health inspectors, and city bylaw enforcement officers, I imagine that's like the code enforcers, had all attended the Texas-style barbecue joint at 7 Queen Elizabeth Boulevard late Tuesday morning. It would have been weird for them not to have been there, given how publicly and aggressively owner Adam Skelly had been promoting his illegal reopening stunt. What many found even stranger, though, is that the fact that authorities left without laying any charges, leaving the restaurant open and filled with defiant anti-maskers. So this was earlier in the week.
But now it's closed? As you say, how far away is this? Is it anywhere near us?
Toronto.
Oh,
I can't go.
All right.
They'll arrest me if I go to Canada.
Yeah. Quote, they'll probably arrest me, too.
An investigation was immediately launched when the restaurant was found to be operating in contravention of the Reopening Ontario Act, providing both indoor and outdoor dine-in service with many patrons not wearing masks and not practicing physical distancing.
So, like, us every week since March, right?
Yeah. And then the city blathers on. Police told reporters at the scene following Toronto's announcement they would be enforcing the order tomorrow and removing any lingering patrons if necessary. So what happened was this guy was opening his business up as normal. People were coming in there. Whoever it was snitched him out. Cops came. They conducted whatever investigation they conducted, but then left. And then they came back. So they left, and people who were, you know, like the Karens of the world, the snitches, they were upset because, what? They left and no one was arrested. Well, and then they came back, and then they shut down the business, and they locked the doors. They changed the locks on the doors on this man's business, and that takes us up to what happened a couple of days ago when he was arrested for forcing himself back into his business.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. All on a slick and easy-to-use website. All put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Iran has vowed retaliation over the killing of one of its top nuclear scientists. In a statement Saturday, President Hassan Rouhani promised an aggressive response to Friday's assassination. Representative John Garamendi says the U.S. needs to be prepared for whatever Iran's response may be. The California Democrat tells Fox News Iran may try to retaliate diplomatically.
Right now, obviously, we are and we must be prepared for some sort of retaliation. What it will be, my guess is it will be something that will be pinpointed. It might very well be in the diplomatic area, not in the military area. And so we need to be prepared on all of these.
Iran has blamed Israel for the killing with backing from the United States, something that Israeli officials have denied. This is USA Radio News. Today is Small Business Saturday. Del Dior has the details from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
November 28th is Small Business Saturday, and although the holiday shopping season looks different this year, there are still plenty of ways to support local shops. Some businesses are getting creative with offering private shopping appointments so you can avoid the crowd. Most have stepped up their online game so you can still support small businesses and not leave the comfort of your home. While small biz owners admit they do miss the intimacy of a face-to-face transaction, their shopping online option allows for browsing and spending and not being confined by COVID restrictions or normal store hours.
Germany passed 1 million coronavirus cases on Saturday, becoming the 12th country to reach that mark. Earlier this week, Chancellor Angela Merkel extended restrictions that have closed the country's bars, gyms, and indoor leisure centers until at least December 20th. In an address to Germany's parliament, Merkel has warned that the nation is in for a tough winter. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Oh yeah, it's Free Talk Live and you're invited here. If you want to join us, you can take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. AnyPay 2.0 is here, and cryptocurrency payments are now faster than ever.
It is super fast.
If you're using Edge Wallet, Hand Cash, Bitcoin.com, or Dash Wallet, your experience should be smooth. But some wallets just aren't ready for this new technology, and those wallet programmers need to hear from you. If you're a user of, say, Coinomi, Exodus Wallet, RelayX, or Bread Wallet, and there's others, please go to anypayinc.com/upgrade. You'll get more information about why some wallets work with AnyPay 2.0 and why some don't, and what you can do regarding reaching out to those wallet programmers to give them a heads up and say, hey, I would like Coinomi to work for payments. Please make the AnyPay 2.0 system functional with Coinomi and Exodus, etc. So if you don't mind doing a little bit of market outreach, please go to anypayinc.com/upgrade to learn more. That's anypayinc.com/upgrade. And if you're a business owner who wants to start taking cryptocurrency at your point of sale, whether you be online with a WordPress or in real life with a brick-and-mortar store, get on over to anypayinc.com.
Yeah, they've been integrating with point-of-sale systems or POS systems. If you're a business owner, you know what that is. So
yes.
They've been able to successfully do so with at least 2 POS systems that I'm aware of, possibly more. So that is exciting stuff.
That's something they're working on right now. Yeah, anypayinc.com.
Before you go back to your story, I just wanted to say that, so, you know, we've navigated Black Friday. I believe today is Small Business Saturday, as they call it.
Sorry, small businesses, you aren't allowed to be open.
That's right. I wanted to propose a name for the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Let's call it Sex Worker Sunday.
Okay.
Just because there's nothing for Sunday. There's Cyber Monday, which is, you know, Monday, but I don't think there's anything for Sunday. Correct me if I'm wrong, listeners, at 855-450-3733, but I'm pretty sure Sunday has been left unnamed. And so I was just thinking...
Sex worker Sunday.
I mean, why not, right? They are the smallest of businesses.
They're usually entrepreneurships.
They certainly don't get any sort of, you know, national promotion.
Sex worker Sunday. So, actually, I think Toronto, if I recall correctly, prostitution may be tolerated there, if I recall. Yeah. I think in Canada, maybe it's just Toronto, maybe it's just Ontario province, but for whatever reason, I feel like it's one of those things where it's illegal, but it's sort of like let go, basically.
Yeah.
If I'm wrong about that, let me know. We are talking about Toronto and the government gang there targeting a barbecue owner.
Good segue.
Shutting down his business as of Tuesday or Wednesday.
And we were talking during the break about, like, Toronto doesn't have any other things to worry about other than a barbecue joint serving some delicious barbecue.
Right. Well, it is one of the largest cities in North America.
Apparently all the crime has been handled. There's no murders, there's no rapes, there's no muggings, there's, you know, no corporate crime, there's none of that. Everything's been handled in Toronto, and so they're reduced to just shutting down barbecue joints, apparently.
Well, see, this is the new priority for police. We've got to keep people safe from, you know, a virus that they can beat 99.98% of the time or whatever.
Yeah. Even if it was only like 94% of the time, that would still be...
It actually, as was pointed out in the video by Andy, who was one of the guys that was up at the protest yesterday, is that your immune system has a much greater chance of fighting off the virus than
does
even the vaccine.
Look at the recovery rate. How come nobody talks about in the press the recovery rate from COVID-19? Mm-hmm. What's the recovery rate?
Tremendous.
It's tremendous. It's like almost everybody who gets it gets over it.
Let's talk to Steve. Most of the people who get it don't even get any kind of symptoms. I mean, it's like no big deal whatsoever. Let's talk to Steve in Connecticut. He's watching us on our Twitch feed at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Ian. Hi, Captain. This is Steve, your political refugee from Connecticut. How are you?
What's on your mind, Steve?
Hey, what about the Stop Sununu Sunday?
Stop Sununu Sunday.
That's pretty great. I like it.
At some point, he won't be around anymore. I mean, he's not going to be the governor forever, I hope.
A temporary naming for Stop Sununu Sunday.
Right. Fair enough. I'm with that.
We'll go with that for the temporary, but how about Stop Statism Sunday?
Yeah, there you go.
Even better.
Little riff on your idea there.
I'm liking this.
So today, being Small Business Sunday in Connecticut, we had a rally
Saturday.
At the Capitol. It was, small businesses that have been closed because of King Ned and his, dictatorial powers.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a second rally planned for a business that was shut down by the governor because of COVID. They weren't wearing masks. They were social distancing. They didn't have plexiglass. You know, I love the way you read those articles. So we went there today. Their license was, they were granted a license from the state. How nice of them. But their license was suspended earlier in the week. We had this protest planned today. We went, and their business was reopened. So we went there today in order to protest, and we thought, well, geez, they're open. Why protest? We'll just go in there and support the small business that we
Absolutely.
Have.
Okay, good call.
But they had a person at the front, the mask woman, almost like the TSA there. You have to wear a mask to get in the door.
Oh, so they had a bouncer.
A mask bouncer. Exactly.
Yeah.
So it was almost at the point where, geez, we might as well just start protesting this business. But I tell you, they're not fighting back like this person in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
They've got their tail between their legs. They're bowing to the, to the health department, the unelected health department.
Yep.
And they're wearing masks inside this bar that says this mask is as useless as my government. But they're still wearing them. It's crazy.
It's so frustrating to see this happen, Steve, and we're seeing it in most of the responses from most businesses. I mean, and that's because business owners, look, they didn't get into business to do activism. They didn't get into business. They just wanted to make some money and, serve their community with a great product or service, and that's all they really wanted to do, hopefully profit and send their kids to school or whatever their goal was.
Trying to make a living somehow.
Have a retirement. And they never thought that they were going to have to, they paid for all the licenses. They paid all the fees and the bribes to the government gang because they wanted to be left alone to just be able to do business. And now they can't do business in the way they want to, but they still just want to be left alone. So they jump through all these hoops, and they always, you know, talk about, oh, well, look at all the things we're doing. We're jumping through all these hoops. We've got all the distancing. We've got all the mandates. We've got all the masks. We've got this and that. And they just try to just, you know, show the government goons and their liberal customers or their scaredy customers or whoever these people are that are so cowardly. They want, you know, they're just masking themselves everywhere in fear of catching some sort of flu or cold or whatever. It's just so ridiculous. And unfortunately, if people don't stand up, then they're just going to keep getting told what to do.
Right, and then why should they have an employee at the front door being the bouncer? They should have someone from the health department there. Why tie up an employee to work for the governor for free?
Because the government said so.
Well, yeah, I mean, the government gang isn't going to give you an employee to, you know, check people at the door. You've got to pay for that, which means you've got to increase costs, which means that already when it's harder than hell to get people to even show up at your business these days because people are so afraid and so cowardly, so the business is down, right? Like, it's every restaurant is down as far as its business is concerned by a significant percentage. And so now you've got to add another employee to the roster
or
to stand out front.
Sometimes several employees. I noticed that some restaurants around here now have a dedicated person to whenever somebody gets up and leaves, besides the person who takes away their plate and their silver.
A bus person.
They have a dedicated person that comes around with the squirt bottle and a rag to, like, they're the designated disinfector. I don't have a proper term. I just made that up. But Steve,
it's a good one.
They had someone walking around saying that you can't. You know, you can't go from table, you can't stand up. If you stand up, you have to wear a mask.
Right.
You go to the bathroom, you have to have a mask. But you could sit here, but you can't stand up next to this table. It's off the charts insane. But,
yeah, so you point out a very good point, though, and something that I don't think gets enough attention, not only here on Free Talk Live, but on the news and in people's minds, and that is the government is now forcing businesses to be the police in these instances.
Yeah.
And that is wrong in every regard.
Yeah, it's so uncomfortable, so awkward. It's not a good experience to go out and have somebody yelling at you. You know, shaming you.
You're just trying to get a bite to eat.
Going to the bathroom or something like that.
I'll see you guys in Lord Saloon's staff.
See you tomorrow, Steve. There's more coming up here. Plenty of time for you if you want to join us on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number if you want to join us. It's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Matrix chat server where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Just get on over to chat.lrn.fm. You can find the step-by-step instructions on how to connect to the server there, and then you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners at your leisure. It's there 24 hours a day, so please enjoy chat.lrn.fm. And thank you to Brandon, who is a Free Talk Live Silver Amplifier. Brandon is somebody contributing $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And if you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, the AMP program is the way for you to kind of back us up and help us get Free Talk Live onto more radio stations. We've got over 180 radio stations that air the show at various times throughout the week. We could have 250, 300. It is possible, but it does take time.
Let's do it.
And it does take effort. And it takes marketing. And that costs money. So if you want to help us with that, get some cool perks and some benefits as well. For doing so, just go to amp.freetalklive.com. So thank you to Brandon for being a silver amplifier, which means he's doing $5 a month. You could do that too, and we would appreciate it a lot at amp.freetalklive.com. Back to your phone calls and thoughts. He's Sam calling us from Texas. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Hey, Sam.
I wish this were more mainstream. I can't tell you how frustrating it is for people who think they believe in freedom, but yet you show them that they're not living in freedom.
Oh, well,
do people still think they're living in freedom today?
I don't know, but I do know. I was reading an article. I didn't bring it in for show prep. I was reading it today, considering it. But they were talking about how governments today use data analytics for human response. And what they found is that humans do not respond to logic and reason, that humans overwhelmingly respond mostly to emotional cues, emotional responses. And so
fear is a very strong emotion.
Fear is the number one, of course. And so if the government wants you to do something, it's first going to make you afraid so that you do not rebel against whatever it is they're trying to get you to do.
If you're not afraid of the virus, then you're probably afraid of the government. So first they get the people who are afraid of being sick or afraid of their grandmother being sick. They got them locked down. And then for those who are, you know, not afraid necessarily of the virus, but they're afraid of what the government's going to do to them by throwing them in a jail cell and or afraid of what their neighbors will think of them, then they comply as well. And that leaves us with the few remaining of us who actually don't care what anybody else, or, you know, what most people think, and we'll go ahead and live our lives and damn the consequences. And that's a very small group.
Yeah, I've called you before. We own liquor stores here in a, you know, rural Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, why does the onus, again, with this supposed second wave, why does the onus become ours to do it regarding, you know, whatever restrictions or impositions that, that, you know, government wants to make? Why is it our problem? Why do we feel bad? Why do we feel bad?
I don't feel bad. I mean, I don't feel bad about living my life and making my choices. I feel sort of sorry for people. Like, I have sympathy
yes.
for them. It is hard to empathize with them because I don't, you know, it's hard to put myself in the shoes of somebody who could be so obedient and so easily misled. It's very hard to empathize with that. But I do feel sorry for people for being so easily tricked.
But they are, and, you know, the wave, this next wave that currently we're hearing about, you know, in terms of increases in deaths and cases and whatever, you know, and it comes back to us. Hey, you know, you do it the public, you need to.
Sam, I don't know what's going on with your phone, but it's sort of like jumping between muffled and clear, and it's kind of hard to understand you.
Okay, I apologize. It's not on speaker.
Okay.
But it becomes, the onus becomes on us, the small business people, the people who are trying to make a living, and we're doing okay. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, all of the concern about, you know, they watch the news, you know, supposedly, you know, not supposedly, I assume that it's correct, that cases are up, deaths are up. But people look at us, and we have no guidance. Small businesses are, you know, we're on our own. We're using bad information usually to try to make policy. And I just get upset, you know, whenever somebody comes in to our place, they're like, you're not doing it. Or, you know, it's, what are you doing? How did that become my problem?
Well, because they said so. Right, because the people in charge, right, the people that have been elected have these men with guns, and if you don't do what they say, you know, and you rebel against them enough, they do purport the authority to come and throw you into a cage, and if you resist that, of course, they will shoot you.
If you've worked all your life to make a living, to put your kids through college, to retire, to have that, I think some people ought to experience it.
When you say people ought to experience it, you mean they should experience the difficulties of running your own business?
Yes.
Yeah.
Put yourself in our shoes.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, a lot of people have never been an entrepreneur. The state and its government schools, they discourage entrepreneurship. They don't teach classes about it. They teach people to take the safe road, just get a job, just work at a career, work for a company, and then retire, and, you know, just plug into the system and don't think outside the box. And so the supermajority of people don't have any understanding of the difficulties that a small business owner goes through. And then there are those who are small business owners, but they also support the state, right? So they understand that the state is a protection racket, essentially, and it keeps other competitors out of their industry, for instance. So they support having a big government, and they support regulations, and they support controls. And unfortunately, business owners' willingness to go along, to get along, is why things are the way they are. And, you know, I don't blame any of them individually for it, but ultimately it's all of their choices to obey for so long, for our entire lifetimes and our parents' lifetimes and beyond that, to do everything that they were told just obediently. Well, that's what's led to this point, where now they're telling you to basically close your business. And most of them are doing what they're told.
Well, and it was this way, too, before COVID-19, right? Yeah. So prior to March of this year, I mean, throughout my life, I've attempted to start several businesses. I attempted to start an independent record label, which I failed at miserably and lost $35,000 that I was personally responsible for and had to pay back. Because mainly because of things like licensing and all that kind of stuff, that I, you know, I hadn't established my business, you know, enough for me to qualify for, then, you know, all this bureaucracy sort of kicked in. Whereas if I didn't have to spend money on like attorneys to do all of that kind of stuff and have somebody in my back pocket, I probably could have made it go. As an independent musician, I did operate as a small business, but we actually never made a profit. So I never got to experience the, quote, success, unquote, of a small business. But I know the pains that it takes for you to open a small business, just in licensing and tax forms and all of that kind of stuff, all the reporting you have to do. That stuff is not free, particularly, you know, if you have to employ somebody to do it for you. So the government has been telling you what to do and how to do it regarding your business, whether it's a small business, a medium business, or a large business, for as long as I've been alive. It's just that now they're making the small businesses into the policemen for this particular thing.
This has been the bridge that they needed. We are highly regulated.
Yeah. And those regulations are, that was the beginning of the end. And thank you, Sam. I appreciate your call and your thoughts here tonight. And I definitely can empathize with you and your frustration.
Yeah, I feel you, bro.
Because I am an entrepreneur. I mean, luckily, I don't have a storefront. I guess I do have a storefront now. I've got the Bitcoin Embassy that I operate. But up until that point, I'd always, you know, just had a radio show. But still, it's not entrepreneurship. And so kudos to you, Sam. Thanks for doing what you do out there, whatever it is. I appreciate your call tonight. But it's, unfortunately, it was business owners' willingness to, we'll just get the license. Oh, we'll just follow all these rules, these regulations. Yeah, these regulations sure are a burden. But, well, if we don't follow them, the government's going to hurt us. And so, like, I get it. I get why you'd want to avoid the conflict. I get why people pay the gang. I get why people obey. I understand it.
Yep.
But unfortunately, that's why we are in the position we're in. Because if when the first, and I realize this probably wasn't in any of our lifetimes, but if when the first business was told by some government bureaucrat, hey, we say you need to get this piece of paper over here, if the first business owner was like, flip you, and, you know, just ignored it, and then the second business owner was like, well, I'm not going to do that, and then if other business owners just refused, they would have never have gotten this power.
Disobey.
That's what it would have taken. Now, if you disobey, well, you're definitely going to be arrested, as happened to the barbecue owner, which we'll tell you about coming up.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Bear, the rescue dog, had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. That was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.